errorfm.com.
It was so groovy. You can't believe how groovy it was. It was just, oh, wow.
A place where groovy meets dope and far out links arms with peeps and homies in a musical dimension where everything good in life blossoms and smells really swell. The land of Error FM.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast, only on errorfmlive.com with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the container too.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM.
Here they are. The Oddcast. Live.
It is a fucking sausage fest in here, man. What the fuck? I'm used to, you know, coming in and seeing at least one female.
At least one vagina.
Yeah, but I'm walking in and like, damn, there's so many penises, but fuck. So fuck true. It. Yeah, here, Co. Yeah, here, Tim back there. Hallelujah to that.
So true.
So, I guess Desi woke up with some hideous rash on her vagina this morning, and she couldn't make it to the show.
No.
Today. No, that's not what happened?
No.
Oh, did I read the text wrong?
Yes.
What happened?
Her car broke down.
Oh, okay, okay. See? Yep, it's the power. Yeah,
her
the power of
got her into some trouble.
Of an itchy vagina. No, so her car broke down?
Yeah, it broke down on the way over here.
God,
well, kind of.
Damn.
It kind of turned off on the freeway, so she turned around and went back home.
Well, I'm glad that, I mean, a few days after St. Patrick's Day, everybody's here. Nobody got arrested.
Yeah. No DUIs? You didn't get a DUI?
No DUI. The verdict is still out, but did Desi get pregnant?
No.
Do we know? Yeah, she didn't? Okay, she's
well,
good.
I mean, it's too soon to tell about pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't get any DUIs.
Good stuff. Good.
No, she's all good.
And you know what? While we're talking about DUIs, I want to thank the people on Facebook who post where the DUI checkpoints are all around Los Angeles. Because one actually saved me. This is the first time it ever happened. One actually saved me because I was headed in that direction.
Really?
And I wasn't drunk, but I do like to, you know, have a pop, you know, before I, you know, head out, you know, for my night on the town.
A pop or a puff?
Both.
You know, okay.
That's our buddy Matt. He's been on the show before. He's going to hang out with us and chill.
Our friend of the show, Matt, is going to fill in for Desi today.
Yeah, he's going
to. Kind of impromptu, so thank you, Matt.
No problems. Anything to get the show rolling.
Yeah.
I'll give you your props.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Now, your eyes are red as fuck, man. How much have you smoked today?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I have not smoked in that much.
Liar.
Hey, if you saw my facial expression change from like 10 different answers in 1 second, it's like Jim Carrey, you would be laughing too, people.
Hey, Robert, how was your St. Patrick's Day, man?
Uneventful.
Really?
Well, Tim got sick the day before St. Patrick's Day, so he couldn't partake in drinking. Neither
the festivities,
could I, so.
Really. God.
Hey, but that seems to be the theme this year. Is
getting sick?
No, uneventful.
Oh.
I asked a lot of people the next day, which nothing. I went home.
It's because it was on a Thursday. Was it on Thursday?
Yeah, it was on a Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
But that was good, because then you go to work the next day, and you're not caring. You kind of, because Fridays are like a cruise anyway, right? Aren't they? Yes. You even had Monday to Friday.
I used to hate Fridays because they led to Saturdays, and Saturday was still work.
Gotcha. So it meant nothing to you. Everybody else was talking about, I'm getting off, I'm going to have a good time, but you.
Yeah, I'm talking about I got to be at work at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
You. I used to hate that, too. Like, I had Monday and Wednesday off or something.
Yeah, I had Sunday and Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, not even a consistent day. No. I'm like, damn, I can't even get two back-to-back, dude.
No,
come
I couldn't
on.
Get back-to-back. It was like pulling teeth. I hated that.
Wow.
Man, where'd y'all work?
Well, I mean, most people don't get the luxury or the pleasure of having Saturdays and Sundays off, dude.
I would kill.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good feeling. It's a good
feeling. For a regular 9-to-5, Monday through Friday.
Yep. And what about the people, I don't know, you've worked in office before.
Yeah.
The people who base how how their day is going by what day of the week it is. Like, say, hey, how's it going? Well, it's Monday.
I got the Mondays.
Yeah, it's Monday. Woo. Or hump day. Hump day's another
hold
one.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You guys work with people who actually say that shit?
I would know. Like, yeah.
The Mondays like, one I got from fucking, what's that movie called?
Is there something
Office
out
Space.
With the Monday? Oh, okay.
Office Space.
I didn't even know that.
That's a great movie.
Is it?
Oh,
I haven't seen it.
But there's one lady and there's like, oh, somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, you never, wait, you've never seen
never
that?
Never seen Office
you've never
Space.
Never seen Office Space?
Nah.
Dusty.
Oh,
I know.
God. I'm gonna check if it's on Netflix. If it is, you have to go home and watch it tonight.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna insta-queue it because I did check out the guys and girls. What was it?
The Boys and Girls Guide to Getting
Down.
To
date, yes, that was a classic.
What is your favorite character in that movie?
As far as like the funny one is this guy.
Everyone says the same. Everyone says the same. Go ahead.
Yeah, about that.
I'm
gonna have to have you come in on Saturday.
Oh, he sounds kind.
And then in the flashback, when the guy he found out that his boss fucked his girlfriend, in the flashback he's like got her legs up in the air and he's kind of doing her. He's like. Yeah.
I could picture that character, dude. I'm going to have to check it out. Is it on Netflix? Did you check?
I'm checking.
Okay, do that. Because, like I said, that Boys and Girls Guide to Getting Down.
That was the shit, right?
That was the shit. Can't lie. All
right.
Let's see. Is it on? No, you got. I got to get it through the mail, which I don't really do anymore. But
The best guy is the guy with the stapler, though.
Oh, yeah. You took my stapler.
Because there's so I'm assuming it's okay. Because there's all different types of characters in an office. There's right. that guy, and there's okay. So
yeah.
I like that. Okay,
yeah, that's why it's called Office Space. Guys in this office, and he just finds all these characters who just are hysterical in their own way.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Like,
I'm gonna have to check it out.
There's this white dude who listens to rap music and tries to act hard all the time.
Uh huh.
And then yeah. he's like super skinny.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
It's funny. It basically, the main character gets hypnotized into not caring about anything.
Uh-huh.
And he just goes to work every day and just does the worst shit he could possibly do just to not care about anything.
Uh-huh.
And he ends up becoming like
the
CEO
boss
or something.
Nice.
He just gets promotion after promotion for just doing nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. It's awesome. I love that movie.
I got to check it out, dude. You know, one thing that made my day today was, because I once again, the Girl Scout saga goes on because these bitches are still around. But it was so classic because this is what you see in Long Beach. But
I feel like I need something to introduce Girl Scouts.
I know, right?
Because
they're hot.
Them.
They're hot. I'm telling you, they're hot, but these bitches, I still hate these bitches. And one thing.
Some kind of like Girl dun, Scout dun, dun, Watch 2011. Dun, 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 dun.
What's going on in the corner of the Ximino and PCH in Long Beach?
You want some cookies?
The great thing was there was a crazy guy standing right next to the Girl Scout just yelling his ass off. Motherfucker, stop doing this shit to me. Like, his inner voice was really messing with him that day.
Fun.
And he was about a good 15 feet away from the Girl Scouts. And they were just sitting there and their parents and everybody was just looking at each other. And the good thing was, this made it even better. Because normally when stuff like that happens, I hate to say it comes from my people. It felt good to look at another white person and say, that's all you. All
right.
That's
a white person
you.
In the street.
I was like, that's
right.
All you.
Some payback
you know what?
The whiteys, huh?
Wait, what day was
Whitey
this?
Whitey McWhitesters.
What day was this?
This was today.
Today?
This was today, yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because yesterday we had the super moon.
Yes, and it was out,
that?
Right. I did.
Yes.
The biggest moon in like
so many
years.
There were some people, I'm not going to name names, but there were some people that felt like they were...
Wolves?
Affected by the moon being so close to us. Yes,
I hope it wasn't our beautiful.
Here see it?
I hope it wasn't our beautiful
I
co-host
it. It
Desi.
Was it?
It
big?
Was awesome. It was.
Any bigger than like normal?
It was like a full moon, but it did look very different. It was eye catching.
See, but I couldn't see shit because it was so. I don't know. I was
yeah,
just
exactly.
high. I was just fucking high,
it
dude.
Was
just,
it was cloudy last night.
It like, was, but there, it was like cloudy. A haze. And I guess we saw it right when it was coming out. We had to be happy.
But the way
driving.
But the way they made it sound, the shit was like epic. Like it was supposed to take up like the whole.
In some places,
like,
it was.
Yeah, like
your whole horizon.
You can see
your whole horizon. Mm-hmm. Like,
Oh, that would have been the shit.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have seen shit like
said.
That.
That's what they said.
Was, you know what? I swear I saw it kind of like that once.
Where it once. Looked fake, right? Like it looked
yeah, fake in the sky.
I thought it was high. Just imagine how many high people last night were like, didn't get the news and like, dude, the fucking moon is growing.
Fucking moon, it's coming towards
us. Oh,
dude.
That would have been a good idea. Like, take some mushrooms, like, right before that. Oh, why didn't I do that?
Dude, you know what I did? I fucking tied a rope to the moon. I've been pulling.
Exactly. No, you'll never believe it, man. I know it sounds crazy, but I fucking did it, dude. Hindsight is 20/20. Why didn't I fucking take mushrooms and check out the
moon?
If I'm going to do mushrooms anytime, it should have been that.
Because I was doing all the mushrooms last night.
Yeah, you bastard. You got in my stash.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry.
Damn. No. Maybe that's why you were acting crazy.
No, yeah.
But
no.
I seriously swear, some people were like, oh, I just felt so antsy and you know,
really?
Uneasy. You
that's
know,
the radiation from Japan that they're
probably.
Feeling. Yeah, that's running through their body.
Come on, Dusty. That's
I mean,
cold.
It's too soon.
That's cold.
Too
man.
Soon.
No
okay,
way. But it's a fact of reality.
It's,
yeah,
it's reality, but it's
it could be coming over. We'd say it kind of, you know, we input it in a joke,
right.
But it's true. Sadly. The radiation is on its way over here.
Yeah.
Hey, but Bill Nye, the science guy, said that it, truthfully, Bill Nye, the science.
Oh,
guy.
If Bill Nye says
really,
anything
Bill
is
Nye.
True
on Channel 11.
Yep.
You know, yeah.
If he comes on TV still.
He's still
if he
alive, dog.
Probably YouTube it and find the part that I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, but Bill Nye is one guy I would not let around my kids.
Please.
Him and Captain Kangaroo. Fuck that, dude. I don't do. Did you ever see those guys when you were growing up? Like, looking back now, they look like creepy, dog. I wouldn't let my son in the
look
same room
nuclear,
as Mr.
Japan,
Rogers.
Japan's nuclear reactors, yeah.
That's what are you looking up, Rob? Bill Nye.
I'm looking up Bill Nye.
Oh, Bill Nye. This, yeah. All of our 30-somethings, 28-ish people out there know who Bill
Nye
is.
The science guy.
And I think he does do, like, special reports now. Like, he'll come on the news. Like, he's a
yeah.
consultant
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if they need, like, a question answered.
What, right
talk.
There,
is
right that
there.
Today?
There he is. Bill Nye talks.
Oh.
Let's see what, yeah, still looks the same.
This is a report that from earlier today. They said Japanese nuclear safety officials and international
still looks like a weirdo with a bow tie. Only weirdos wear bow ties.
But he know what he's talking about.
But, hey, I would not let him in the same room as my son.
Really?
No. Him, Mr. Rogers,
oh,
the Barney
on.
Guy. No, none of these people are hanging out with my kids. Because any guy who likes to hang out with kids too much, there's something weird about him, dude. Because we don't like hanging out with kids. I'm sorry. It's not fun.
What?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Perfect example.
Wait, here he is.
Like a mixture of dust and steam,
uh-huh.
explosion. People there were very. Seemed
how many drugs has he taken in his life?
I don't know, but he looks like he's had some work.
That's well, yeah. He looks 38. He looks younger than he did back in the day, dude.
Well, there's certain.
They put on tons of makeup. I saw the Mac. The Mac
dude,
models were doing
fucking
them up.
Eyebrows. What's he telling us? Shit, we already know.
I don't know. I don't even understand it.
Exactly.
Basically,
yeah.
Basically, I listened to it when it came on the TV, and basically he says that when it mixes with the air, by the time it gets here, it won't do anybody any harm.
Oh,
there
right.
we go. Thank you.
That's what I've
yeah.
been
yeah. Ooh, ooh, party, Bill Nye. The
hey, you should see this. Dusty's doing the
look,
robot.
He still looks the
robot.
Same. He still looks the same, dog. It,
Dusty, why are you doing the worm? Why are you doing
man.
The worm?
Hold on. Let's go on. Let me stop. Bill Nye does that to me, dog. Don't put on the Mr. Rogers theme song. It gets down in here.
Oh, shit.
Or the Reading Rainbow. Throw some Reading Rainbow shit.
Oh, shit. Reading
we can,
Rainbow.
You don't even want to fucking know. If I ever hear Reading Rainbow, I stop what I'm doing, and I don't care what I'm doing. I can be giving a lecture at a community college. I could be schooling my son. Whenever I hear, oh, this song does it. Look, this is some drug shit. They
take
were on
look.
LSD.
It's in a book.
A reading rainbow. Sing it, kiddies.
They were lying to us because I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. I can't, no. I can't do none of this without money.
In your imagination. All right,
but look, how many of us can honestly say we didn't watch this show?
Oh, we
I
all
watched
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This show was the shit back
we,
in the day.
Oh, LeVar Burton, dude? That's another guy I wouldn't let around my kids. I'm sorry. Right, LeVar Burton. You,
but would you let your kids watch this show?
Of course.
Of course. Exactly.
Yeah.
Great
but
show.
I wouldn't let him in the same room. I let my kid watch Major League, but I wouldn't let him in the same room as Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that's different. That's different, though. Charlie Sheen has got some.
Charlie Sheen.
He's been too fucking quiet lately, dude. He's like, that's really pissing me off. I'm like, I want some more Charlie action. Oh, what?
Oh, look at that. Look at that. My neighborhood.
I would definitely.
Why does my neighborhood look like models?
Mr. Rogers goes to school.
No, but see, the thing is, my neighborhood doesn't look like that, Mommy. Why does our neighborhood, why am I on the fifth
You don't
floor?
Live in the 1950s.
Oh, but Mommy, what's that? That's a dad.
That's a dad.
What's a dad?
No, that's the gay old man that lives down the street.
Mr. Rogers. Look how he walks, dog. No man who walks like that is hanging out with my kids. I'm sorry.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
No, dog, no.
Mr. Rogers
no.
gangsters.
No.
You might as well be wearing a priest outfit.
You know why? I equate that to like hating on DuckTales. If you hate on DuckTales, how can you hate on DuckTales? You can't.
But that's different.
It's a cartoon. No, it's not.
Cartoons can't touch your little kids, dude.
Yeah, cartoons can't. Okay. Oh, touch your little
yeah. I was just saying.
They can't diddle.
You just can't.
Yeah. Ah. Oh. We're taking it back. Ooh. I wonder what all these people who did these.
Like the hurricane.
Dude, what era do you think?
Bird.
Stars, lasers, airplanes. It's a duck blur.
Hey, that's crazy. See, the
Da-da-da!
Hey, if you
were oh, my
this
God.
This is what happens with Destiny's Not
Yeah,
right.
We just fucking go, yeah. If you think about it, she probably is our glue, dog. She's like our glue that keeps us together. Because we just went on a fucking 80s. Should we get into the fucking news?
Oh, God, that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Right,
let's do it.
Thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face. Really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
Well, this was one of my favorite stories of the week. I usually like doing my favorite one first, but it kind of sucks that this didn't pass. But despite winning an online poll, Indiana City opts not to name building after ex-mayor Harry Balls. A new government building may officially be called Citizen Square, but to some citizens, it will always be the Harry Balls Government Center.
Aww.
Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry announced the new city and county government center's name Monday. The most popular choice for the building on an online poll was Harry Balls Government Center. The second place finisher was Thunderdome. The former mayor pronounced his name Balls, so they think that, you know, obviously by calling it the Harry Balls Center, that the name will be ridiculed and people will make fun
really,
of
it. Really tell people to call me? I'm Harry Balls.
It's spelled B-A-A-L-S, but it's pronounced Balls.
B-A-A-L-S?
Yeah, that's how his last name is.
Maybe it should be like Bale.
That's what, but it's Balls. Wow. It's pronounced, Dusty, it even says it right here.
Dusty Robert, whoever came up with that one is my God from this moment on.
I'm telling you, man.
That is like the ultimate get back.
Thank his parents.
Good afternoon. I am Harry. Mr. Ball.
No,
Harold, please.
Call me Harry.
Hey, was his dad or mom either drunk or high? Yeah.
Oh, man,
know.
What could mom's name have been? Something Balls. Let's see. Come on, damn. We're not good right now.
Licking Balls.
Licking Balls is a good one. Let's see, Dad. What would Dad be? Sweat. Ah, fuck it. Oh well. Let's smoke
still,
some more.
He was hanging.
I'm still laughing about Harry Balls.
He was hanging.
That's horrible, dude. So
licking
oh well.
And hanging Harry Balls.
Unfortunately, it didn't. Like, it didn't pass. So
like, no way, dude.
That shows you were not in a true democracy.
Hey, how much do you think that kid got beat up as a kid coming?
Like,
come on, you would just pick on something like Harry Balls.
Oh,
every
all
time
day,
you see this dude. Like. Yo, Balls.
Okay, children, attendance.
Okay. Harry? Balls?
Harry Balls?
Is Harry Balls here? Does anyone know where Harry Balls is?
Oh, wow, dude. That is, wow.
Oh, God. Let's
see. You guys would have been the worst. You would have been the gang leaders, I
see. Let's see. Ice cream seller accused of dealing drugs.
Nice.
Not a surprise. A New York man has been arrested for allegedly selling illegal prescription drugs from his ice cream truck.
Nice.
Making more than $1 million in a year, Louis Scala sold ice cream to children from his lickety-split truck and would allegedly make stops at prearranged spots where customers knew they could buy pills.
Nice, damn.
Scala is accused of selling more than 40,000 prescriptions.
Wow.
Oxycodone.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, in Staten Island and heading up a 30-person drug ring that included more than two dozen runners. The
Damn.
Ring earned more than $1 million in the past year, sometimes charging up to $20 for a single pill.
Damn.
Hey, that's like,
wow.
That's like the movie Friday. Remember? Yeah,
exactly.
I know
exactly.
You guys were thinking about that. You can say,
I just
on.
Thought of it right now as you said
exactly.
That.
I'd like to buy Xanax on the ice cream truck.
There you go. Exactly. Hey,
if I
exactly.
could buy, if I could buy a nice rolled up blunt on the ice cream truck, he'd have repeat customers.
And you yeah. know, so you know? You know, this is just one of the guys that got caught. You know that
you know
shit goes down.
Awesome?
What's that?
Like a dispensary on wheels.
Oh, that deliver. Just,
like, you know, it plays Bob Marley
sick,
as it goes down the street.
That would be sick.
That's like a bad Cheech and Chong movie.
We come up with good shit
come
on the show,
man.
Rob. We need
no,
to start.
No, but seriously, you know, and people who have crazy. Their recommendations.
I
would
it be in a VW van, too?
Maybe.
Good call.
Good job.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
No, let
good
it
job.
Go, boys. Let it go.
Damn.
Please.
I'm just
not
saying.
Another one. No.
I'd like to hear the Bob Marley truck coming down the street.
I would too. Yeah. One love. Oh, shit. It's it. Get
time
you 20. You got a 20? Come on. We need a 20, dude. Come on.
Let's get together and feel
oh, man.
All right.
Oh, man. That's my eight. That's my eight.
I know.
Let me grab it.
I know. All right, let's see.
Or maybe he could play I Got Five on it.
That would be better. That would be better.
I won't play that song because last time we did, me and Dusty just got way
that's
too
like,
into
hey,
that.
Hey, we might as well just have Cypress Hill jump out the fucking truck.
What about if we put a stage on the
just
top?
Start hello, my name is Dr. Green.
For real. Like, all right, let's see. Man. All right, we're not the weirdest people on Earth. A lot of crazy shit comes out of China. A lot of crazy shit comes out of China, dude. And this one is, they take the cake on this. This should have been on our fetish show last week, yeah. I think. It's apparently, this hurts me just saying it. There's a new delicacy in a small area of China. It's hard-boiled eggs soaked in children's urine.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
R. Kelly would love him so
much.
I swear to God. It says eggs hard-boiled in children's urine could be about to sweep the world if a small corner of China has anything to do with it. Traditional chefs in a small province in a small corner of China basically are trying to convince everyone that they're really not just taking the pee. Spring eggs hard-boiled in children's urine have been a treat in this part of China for thousands of years, and now culture officials want to take it worldwide. It's not going to go worldwide.
That is just disgusting.
No wonder they're so ugly over there.
No. What? China? Did you? Sorry to any of our listeners from China. Did you just call all Chinese people ugly?
No, not all of them.
Just some? Okay. Uh-huh. Just making sure.
That's just
China
wrong.
Has some of the hottest women in the fucking on the planet, I think.
China?
Right? Yes, dude. I just like Asian chicks.
Look at Rob.
Well, you're lucky because Asian women can be sexy.
Yes.
Asian men.
Oh, there you go. Big difference. Oh, they're probably the like, oh, I can imagine them in the gay world, dog.
You know what? And it's, you know what really sucks about it?
I don't want
is
to,
because
but you gave me an image.
They sometimes, a lot of the times, have really good bodies.
Uh-huh.
But then you look at the face and it's like, psh, Asian.
Oh, wow. Damn. That's crazy, dude. Yeah, they probably get treated so badly in your community, huh?
I don't know.
Because there's
people that are into the Gaysians.
Let's do a quick totem pole of the gay community. Latins and blacks, would you say, are on the top?
Probably.
Okay. Whites somewhere kind of in the middle, yeah. Middle class, mm-hmm. Upper middle class. Asians
everybody
have to
likes
be,
a white guy, though, in some shape
right,
or form. Right,
because, yeah, so it's like, boom, but Asians and Indians. Indian
yeah.
guys. What do you think? Right? Wow, there you go. Right
they're chilling on it.
Keeping it real.
Just
okay,
keeping it real.
Hey, that's could you apologize to the Indian listeners now?
I'm sorry.
I think they agree that they're at the bottom. They have to know, dog.
There's a reason.
The ugly guy at school knew he was the ugly guy at school. You didn't have to tell him. He knew, right?
Yeah.
Am I lying? See.
People know when they're ugly.
Hey, how does the ugly guy know versus the...
Now tell me, come on now. You know that. The ugly guy that doesn't get hit on, that's the guy
you know.
Who knows.
Come on. You have a mirror. You've obviously
exactly. Yeah. You know if girls throw up when they look at you or if they give you their number. I mean, there's a big difference, right? Big difference, dude.
It's
not too, not too hard.
Yeah, there's a slight difference.
Yeah.
A slight difference.
I don't know how I always come across like the gay stories.
Well, you're gay. It's just it's kismet,
right?
It's just who you are. Deal with
serendipitous. Lady Gaga may sue over breast milk ice cream name.
Ah, we did the show. I mean, we did the story.
We did
a few
the story
weeks back.
About the breast milk ice
uh-huh,
cream.
Uh huh.
Okay, I get it. Pop singer Lady Gaga has threatened to sue a specialist ice cream parlor in London for naming its breast milk ice cream Baby Gaga.
That's right, Baby Gaga, yeah.
Founder of the Ice Creamist said he had received a letter from Lady Gaga's lawyers informing him that the singer planned to sue him over the name. She's threatening to bankrupt us, and she's also threatening me personally, saying she'll seize my personal assets and property. He said, it's just fine, the first noise a baby makes.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
It's nothing with her name, the owner said.
Liar. But come on, Lady Gaga. Get
baby
off your fucking...
Baby Gaga.
Get off your fucking pedestal, bitch.
Yeah, man.
Now everybody who rhymes with Gaga or says something, you know, with Gaga. And it, like, Spike Lee tried to sue Spike Network when they first came out.
Yeah.
Because, oh, yeah, I'm the only Spike. And no, man.
No. Yeah,
get off your freaking high horse.
Yeah, she's not as big as Madonna yet. Let
thank
her,
you, thank
her,
you.
Let it go.
She's well on her way, though.
This was another one of my favorite stories this week.
Well, she needs to be around for 10 more years.
Man, she needs to produce her songs and make some, get some more awards. And
she needs to chill and shut the fuck up.
She needs her own label, huh?
Madonna?
Yeah, needs her own,
Madonna?
Madonna.
No, Madonna has her own label.
Yeah, Madonna had won, like, 5 Academy, Oscars.
Yeah,
whatever,
she just needs to sit down
Grammys?
And stop doing Thank anything. You.
I name everything but the ones that are, huh?
Yeah.
I used to want to bang her so bad, and then all of a sudden, I did not.
Lady
and
Gaga?
No, Madonna.
Oh.
Yeah, so. All right, let's see. This was another one of my favorite stories this week. This shows you the power of social networking, man. An Australian was charged over a Facebook party host.
What?
Hoax. I'm
what?
Sorry. Apparently, police say an Australian teenager hijacked a girl's Facebook page and posted an open invitation to her 16th birthday party that drew more than 200,000 positive replies.
What?
The girl's shocked parents had the page removed from the social networking site. Police have not identified the family or the party date in the hoax invitation, and they discouraged all guests to show up. It says the only thing that anybody who turned up on that street will be met with will be by the police, so don't even come. Damn, dude.
But how did he get that many people?
Exactly. Because, first of all, I'm thinking there's a bunch of weird-ass creeps out there. But 200,000.
Come to my 16th birthday
exactly.
Party.
I'm trying to learn this stuff.
Hey, how many was it? Was it 200,000?
200,000 people replied that they were coming, dude. She had to have a lot of friends for that to happen, dude.
That's disgusting to even think about that.
Maybe it was like an Olsen twin or something.
Too many sick people out there, man. And this social networking shit is just getting too
bad. Maybe it was Mary Olsen's left elbow.
Let's see. Russian bomb squad called in to defuse suspected bomb.
What?
Yeah.
Really? That's what they do?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Anti-terrorist bomb squad experts were called to a post office in the northwest of Russia to make safe a package from which a strange ticking sound was coming. They found a vibrator.
Ah.
Wow.
In the box. The incident took place after a report was called into a suspicious package. Jesse, you need to re-edit these stories.
Yeah.
Security forces were called in and the post office was evacuated. The sex toy had apparently been turned on by accident.
how did my girl's sex toy end up in Russia?
Wow.
Did you send it over there?
I might have meant to put
a poor lonely Russian woman or
Redondo
something?
Beach.
Is that why it was for the booty? For the booty hole?
But damn, hey, at least they came out. There was a ticking sound. They fucking came out and they did their fucking job, dude.
They took care of business. They did.
See? That's good shit. That makes me feel safe.
Why was it ticking, though?
I don't know, man. Interesting. Because
vibrators, you know.
Wonder if there was a timer in it.
Hey, if you
question.
Guys, if
maybe
you guys,
it was broken.
Hold on, look, scenario. If you guys were in a situation with a timed bomb and you couldn't outrun it, but you could grab it and run away and save hundreds of people's lives, would you do it?
No, I don't. I care about me and not hundreds of thousands of people.
Jeez. Question. I was going to die anyway.
You're going to die anyway. Yeah, Dusty.
Nah, I don't need to go down as a hero. I don't mind being a statistic.
Damn,
I'd probably be the hero.
That's just a question. That's all I'm saying while we were talking about that shit.
I'd probably be the hero.
Gay man. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, well.
Good job, Robert.
I'm just being honest.
Good, that's good. That's
if he's going to die anyway.
Yeah, man. You know, at least we know somebody cares. Yeah. He couldn't rely on you.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You're still my boy, Dusty. I love you. No homo.
This has been the news.
So.
Wait, wait, when, hold on. One
what's
second.
Up?
Speaking of his no homo comment.
Uh-huh.
Me and Tim were at the GameStop
uh-huh.
a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, I put some cologne on or something, so I was smelling good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I walked in there, and one of the clerks in there comes up and he, you know, says, "Hey, how you doing? You guys need some help, whatever." He's like,
"Hey."
He was like, "Hey, that you what say what are you wearing? This smells really good."
What?
And I was like, "Oh, thanks." I told him what it was, and he's like, "But no homo, bro. Okay, so I mean, it's cool. It's like no homo."
Wow.
he took it that far.
He's letting you know. He said.
He's like, and he said, "I just later on in the conversation after we'd done bought something." He's like, you know, I just wanted to, you know, let you know that I said that because, you know, I didn't one time and the guy turned out to be gay and he hit on me after he left. And
wow.
He kind of hit on
he
me.
He had to, so he had to explain the whole reason why he was like saying the homo.
You know why he explained it? Because his guilt got the better of him. Yeah. That's why.
That's classic.
That's why he was an idiot. I only say it after I say I love someone, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the
only no homo.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Now, for a second
that's
there,
it. That's it.
For a second there, a lot of people were saying it, dog, and I was always suspect about the people who would say that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, dude, you're letting me know something else if you have to say that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that no homo thing, I'm kind of glad it died out.
Oh
yeah.
Well, that's well.
What do you think as a homosexual man?
I don't really care. Yeah. I mean, it's your guys's, you know, own insecurities that forces you to say no homo, bro.
Exactly, Robert. You said exactly right. It's a guy's own insecurity.
You're not, you know, securing your masculinity.
It's
enough.
Like the guys who always walk around. I'm not gay, man. I ain't gay, man. Aww.
He's the first one to get that finger up his ass.
Thank you, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the show a couple shows ago, I don't like anything around my ass. So, you know. So thank you for not trying. But like I said, hey, all guys have tried it. And Matt, I know you tried it too, but you're too cool to tell me that you've ever tried it.
What?
Don't lie. What? What? You heard me.
Tried what?
You've never fingered your anus.
No, not fingered your anus, but at least when you were like 12 or when you started learning about sex, you at least saw if it felt good. Don't lie.
What?
Guys, see? Most guys are going to say that.
What felt good, man? What the
no.
hell? What did I
he's
step
He's asking
into?
You if at any point in your life, mostly he's inquiring if it happened while you were young and just learning
experimental.
How to pleasure yourself.
Oh.
12,
if you had
11,
at any point put your finger in your anal
or
region.
Rubbed it around your anus.
Oh.
Okay, just checking. I did. I didn't say it felt good. Actually, it felt, look, Matt,
I mean,
so
I'll
scared.
Be honest.
Like,
To be honest, I did when I was constipated. Yeah, you know.
Oh,
like,
damn. That's a,
when you were constipated? What?
Ooh, that's a different story.
It just happens.
Ugh.
Too much pasta, the doc says.
But what good was your finger going to do?
I don't know. It said it just tries. It says it loosens it up or some shit like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. And as I get older, I'm like 5 years away from having to get a fucking prostate exam.
Ooh.
Like late 30s is when guys have to go in for their first, and I'm
now
dreading.
Just be aware, Dusty.
What's that?
Be aware. Prostate exams are not done with the penis.
Thank you for telling me, because I was wondering how they're going to do it, what they're going to do. Thank you for pointing that out, Rob.
It's not done with penis.
If he brings like a big black dildo, I shouldn't let him.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No. You're ruining Dusty's day. He was looking forward to that, all right?
No.
I'm sure he was.
I can't. Look what you did. He's crying now. He's crying.
<That's> no, dude.
Dusty does not like that.
I don't. We've established that.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I don't know, to some people, but to some people, not to me.
What did I walk into?
Hey, 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 you knew what you were getting into. You knew we're crazy.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
No, I'm just playing.
Hey, I was actually thinking about things like, okay, there's a lot of things that just don't exist anymore, like things that people who are out or, you know, or let's just say being born now or are 10, 15, 20 years old now that they never experienced, they don't know about.
Yep, yep.
you know, we talked about payphones and things like that, like not being around, but does any, okay, does this, does Star 69 still exist? I was just thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
It does, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those features that's free now because it used to cost like $10 a month.
That's another
$2 a use.
That's exactly what
it's
I was going to say.
Free now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was
what about Nintendo?
Oh,
Nintendo.
Yeah. Nintendo was a shit. Well, now they're Nintendo Wii.
My boyfriend actually has.
No, but I mean, nobody will play the original. Yeah, nobody will. No,
the original was the best. And whoever had the original odd at their house when we were a kid, he was the most popular kid in the town.
I had a friend that had Super Nintendo.
Remember when that came out?
With Yoshi?
Yeah.
Remember with Mario and you could fly with the cape?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was like part 3 or something, was it? I think, or something, yeah.
No, that was just the new one that came out. That was the new regular one of Super Nintendo. It was called Super Mario.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I just remember going to, like, the very ugly kid's house to play because he had it.
He was the ugly kid?
Yeah.
That sucks, Rob.
All I remember.
His mom was, like, in her 40s and, you know, she was, like, defective.
All I remember is Excitebike.
Excitebike. That was my shit.
Or Contra.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody know
That's
how about
right.
Everybody know about Contra.
That's right,
everybody,
dude.
I don't know about Contra.
You don't know about... Well, it was the war game. It was the war game. Yeah. No, he wasn't on Contra.
No.
So, no. What was your favorite Nintendo game?
Mario.
That was my all-time favorite, period.
I was never really good at anything else.
Do you remember how to get, like, a million men? Like, there was this one part in the game where you can get...
I remember that there was some kind of code where you go up, down,
yeah,
left,
that
right,
too.
Left, right,
exactly.
Select start or something like that.
Remember that shit?
B-A, select start, like, at the beginning before you do anything.
And remember, if you had that code, you were the man. Like, our sole mission as kids in life was to find that person with that Nintendo. Oh shit, you have it, and there was always one kid with like a half a page.
I can do it. Up down, left right, B-A-B-A, select start.
And ding 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 ding. You're like, oh shit, whoa! Can you tell me? Nah, that'd be $5.
Also, in the days before you could save a game,
before saving games, exactly, dude. There was a special code.
Right.
I think there was a special code to save the game, wasn't there? Like,
no, you had to pause the game and disconnect it from the back of your TV.
Oh, there you go.
And plug in the regular TV antenna. Remember?
There you go.
And you left that bitch on all night.
Exactly. 'Cause
you was like, as a kid, you was like, I spent all half a day of my life.
That's
trying
so
to get this
funny.
Far, man.
That's so true. Electric bill was through the roof.
Oh,
parents
shit, man.
Pissed, but you
God,
still.
I can't imagine trying to have to pass a whole game in one kind of like session.
That's how we did
yep.
it.
That's exactly how we did it, dude.
Excitebike was
I remember
the shit.
I played,
Zelda was
I
the
played
shit.
This one game called Star Tropics. And that that was a game. It was kind of like it was an RPG game.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
You go and you talk to people and
right.
you figure clues out
right.
and you fight some bad guys and you make it to the end. I played that game and passed it like got to the end and beat the main bad guy and ended the story and you know it said the end of, and that was before saving games it was on a regular Nintendo.
I think that has something to do with our two different societies, because even though it's like 20 years ago, it
I
shows
think it
that,
took me 8 hours.
There you go. It shows dedication. It shows I'm not getting up until I fucking get this shit. And you would stay there until
that's
you finished
not true.
It.
That's not true, because in some games they gave you a code, and you put the code in.
And then you just go to level 8 and
yeah,
skip
yeah,
all the hard
yeah.
shit. Yeah, no, that's what my son does now. He'll go on YouTube and see, exactly. How do you get
what?
To level 3 on Pokemon Black and Blue or whatever?
Oh, that's just straight.
Fucking look that shit up.
That's just straight cheating,
yeah.
though, man.
Oh, I'm glad you know that, Rob. That's embarrassing. Well, you never
Wait a minute. That's just straight cheating, though, man. That's not
exactly.
Even...
That's what these kids do nowadays,
man.
Why are you letting them cheat like that?
I have in the audience back there who has a Pokemon like hack video game or something.
My son would give him all of his money for that. He would give him, he has about $218 in his
Kevin,
bank.
Kevin, come here.
Wow.
Yeah,
come here, Kevin.
My son,
y'all
definitely.
Y'all are
his
making
son is
deals
hit you
for
up.
The Pokemon Sun Soul.
Because
on
this guy can give him some shit and then he can just like. Have some shit.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I may be hitting you up because my son.
What the fuck did I walk into tonight?
Now what do you have, Kevin? Because I may need to hit you up soon.
It's called an action replay. It's a cheating device.
It's a cheating device. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a good example to set for my son, or should I just say fuck it and let him go? Everybody's doing it kind of type thing.
Well, it's just a video game, so yeah, just kind of everybody's doing it.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's not like any school shit.
Okay.
You're good.
Damn. Okay. Huh, I'll figure it out.
Next time I have Kevin over, come on,
you bring his Pokemon device.
And he'll...
Dusty.
And I'll ask Kevin to hook him up.
Dusty, you got to let this kid, man, get it his own.
Man, I think that's true.
Your son will have his first nerdgasm.
You know, exactly.
He has the super cheater.
What were you just talking about? Dedication? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, I'm falling into the trap, too. It's just easier as a parent.
Everybody always wants the easy way, bro. But the only easy way there is hard work.
Oh, look at Mr. Dedication. Only easy way there is hard. Damn. What if you're born into a family that has millions, though?
Well, then you better make some of the millions.
Okay.
Hard work.
Damn.
If you're just a lump on the log, you're still a loser.
I play my video games on easy.
I wouldn't mind being a loser with a $5 million.
You put your video games on... every time I start a new video game, I will start it hard, and I never read the instruction manual.
Oh, hell no.
I play them on easy.
Yeah.
Because if it gets too hard and I get stuck, then I just don't want to play it anymore.
Oh, I played on easy, and I passed the game 100 times and talk shit like I'm the shit.
Yeah, I passed
hell
that game.
Yeah, motherfucker. Hey, I was watching because I used to record videos when I was a kid, like weird-ass videos. Always record videos. And I was watching a video with a commercial in it, and I heard the dial-up tone sound. And you think about the last time you heard the dial. Remember when you used to turn on your computer and you hear... Remember when you used to turn on your internet and the dial-up signal?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, the dial-up sound.
When was the last time you heard that? Thank you. It's been a minute, right? It's
probably when I stopped using dial-up.
Which was had to be
probably
like...
Probably in 2002.
When was that the last time? Yeah, that had to be the last time, dude.
Man, I stopped using it in 1998.
This one.
See?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Hey, remember when America Online first came out and how big it was?
Yep.
Do you remember that shit, though?
I have my AOL.
AOL, dude.
It's right here.
AOL was massive, man. Like, everybody was on that bitch.
Shit would get disconnected.
I've been using AOL since 2000.
Really? Yeah, you have to be, dog. When I see people with AOL email addresses,
I'm talking about it. I had it, in 1996, dude. For real. How Dusty, remember? That shit was
No, I don't remember. I don't remember your first email address.
My email address has my age in it. I was 21.
Damn. You were 21, so how old are you now?
29.
That's right. So it was about 8 years ago.
Well, I'll be 29 next month.
What about rotary phones, dude?
Oh, I never had one of those.
I remember when I was a kid, I had
one. That was a little older than me.
And that's a trip, because I call people all day for a living, basically, Rob, and they still have the prompt that says, if you're dialing from a rotary phone, please press 3 or something like that.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I want to go to this person's house who still has a rotary phone.
Rotary phones were like novelties when
I
was growing
up. Right, exactly, yeah.
It wasn't an option.
Oh, when we were growing up. Gotcha. Because we're still kind of, but when it first came out, it was like the thing.
Oh, look, you can get a rotary phone. Isn't that cool?
Exactly, dude.
This is like 10 years after everyone's like, oh, let's stop using rotary
phones. Yeah, let's go to, they got this thing called wireless now. You can walk around the house. What? You can walk around the house and talk on the phone with no cord?
Can you imagine if we would have somehow stupidly walked into a world where cell phones had rotary dial?
Oh shit, that'd be funny, dog. Like a spinning cell phone, spinners and shit.
Hey, be honest though. Be honest. If that shit was like a touch screen where you can call someone that way, you would use it.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that would be dope.
That shit
would be like a rotary dialer.
Yeah,
bet you there is one. I was just about to say that. Yeah, you know there has to be a rotary.
Like you got your iPhone or your Evo or your Android or Flip or whatever, and you call someone, it's got a 1, 2, 3, 9 on there.
Yep.
Hey, that shit would be cheap. I use it. I'll be honest. I use it.
But as a novelty.
Nah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But I bet you there's an app out there for it. What about Polaroids, dude?
Oh, you know, they stopped making Polaroids.
Officially, I know.
Yeah.
They're like,
they?
Yeah, they sell
four
them on
or five
e-
years
yeah.
ago.
They sell them on eBay now, but people are selling them like crazy.
I was working
prices.
In the camera business. when they stopped making them.
Why did they stop making them?
Well, because nobody, they're so old school.
Because they were just so unpopular.
Really?
And we got digitals now, man.
Digital took over. And the cartridges were just too expensive.
Yeah.
Nobody was buying them.
Yeah, it's like a VCR, man. VCR is another thing.
All right, but when we get hit by that EMP pulse, man, I'm telling you, everyone's going to want that Polaroid.
That's true.
Actually, you know what? Polaroids, I love looking back at old Polaroids because it really captures the moment. I know it sounds corny, but when you could take 120 pictures of your night at a club, it doesn't really do the same effect as you are only able to take two or three pictures. You take those two or three pictures home, you look at them like, oh, shit, I was so fucked up at that. You see somebody in the back picking their nose and shit. Like, all the imperfections of life were in a Polaroid. But digital, we do this too. Like, whenever we make a bunch of digital pictures, we'll pick the ones we look good in, right? Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest. Even if there's a group of us, we're going to pick the one that we look good in. Uh-huh. I am so fucking guilty of it. If you look on all my Facebook pictures, I look immaculate. Everybody else might.
I know.
There'd be a side shot of Robert picking his nose or something, but I'll be right there just cheesing and
smiling. Yeah, you look good.
I don't do that, but you cold.
I am. I can't lie. Can't even lie, guys. Secrets out the bag.
Hey, so you guys know, if you're around Dusty or if you see him out in the street and the paparazzi are around, you better start looking good.
You better make sure you put your egg face on.
Because Dusty is ready for war.
Because Dusty's going to tag you in some fucked up
pictures. Yeah, sorry, guys.
They're going to be looking G, hands crossed and shit like, what, B-boy status? Y'all going to be picking your ass cheeks.
And girls like tell me, too, why'd you put this picture in? I look so ugly. I'm like, because I look good. Sorry, sweetheart. But yeah, man, it's just Polaroid just captured the imperfections. And one thing with like, I used to remember being a kid and seeing kids always had firecrackers. I don't see kids with firecrackers anymore. Wasn't there a time growing up where
outlawed.
No, they were outlawed back then?
What
dog.
Do you mean?
Just firecrackers. Just there was always
about the
a guy
explode.
Yeah, there was always a guy on the block who had a pack of the firecrackers. They
or
were
the
like
Piccolo Pete's.
Not even those. They're literally the firecrackers that you light. And they just pop.
They used to sell those on the ice cream truck.
That
in the
too, in the good old days.
In the ghetto.
In the good old fucking days.
When I lived
days.
In Long Beach.
Thank you.
They used to sell those on the ice cream truck.
In the good old days.
I remember those.
Along with the cigarettes that you puffed out and the smoke came out. Remember that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote in and said, oh, this is setting a bad example. And now we can't fucking, our kids can't smoke fake cigarettes. Which I think is a good idea.
Nah, man, that shit. I remember those. Those were the shit, though. For real, like
they had two different.
You puffed it and they blew out, and it was like bubble gum.
Exactly.
But it was wrapped around some
powder. Yeah, and that shit tastes good.
Like the shit. What was it like? Early to mid 90s.
Lucky Strikes. Yeah. Lucky Strikes.
It was a fake Lucky Strike. Exactly. It was a circle with the target on it, like Lucky Strike. Hey. But it was like Lucky Mike's or something like that.
I like the ones with the horseshoes. That's the one I was
Oh
about.
My God. Horseshoes. You remember that? Oh, shit. Wow. Because there was two kinds.
Yeah,
there was two kinds. There was the kind that had bubble gum, and there was kind that was straight candy. It was like hot candy.
Yeah.
I didn't care for those too much. I prefer the bubble gum.
The bubble gum and the horseshoes with the bubble gum, man.
Yep.
But, and then they had one more with a with like a, I forget, a mix of the two or something. But yeah, that was it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the good old days when you could buy elite. You can also buy. We talked about this on our show one time. You could buy cigarettes off the fucking truck. Like our parents would get, hey, give you 50 cents and give me a Lucy.
Man,
they used to call them Lucy's.
Man.
They would sell them to kids.
Well, nah. You know what? That's the thing, Rob. If you knew the liquor store guy so good, your mom can actually write a note and say, hi,
yes.
This is Debbie.
My mom
call me 562. Thank you.
Send me
thank you. Can I get a high five on that shit,
the
dog?
The corner liquor store to get her cigarettes.
Very true.
She sent me with a note.
Thank you. And the guy knew your mom so well. He knew the family.
Yeah.
Everybody was cool. Here you go. You know, and they'd call to make sure he got the cigarettes. You know, that was when we were in a better time where you trusted your neighbor. Everybody worked together. But one person wrote in. One fucking kid stopped and smoked cigarettes and threw up, and mom wrote in, and now they end that shit. But the good old days, man.
Yeah.
Good old fucking days, dude.
I remember running to that liquor store down the alley in fucking Eastside Longo.
Oh, East
territory.
Long Beach. Yeah, man.
And down that alley behind that liquor
That's
store on
funny,
the corner
dog.
Of
yeah.
Was it Orange and 10th?
Uh-huh.
If you know Long Beach...
You know exactly where
you
that's
know
at. That's
not,
the hood.
Not a place you
that's the hood
letting
player.
Little kids run down the alley.
Yeah.
Especially at that time.
to get cigarettes at that,
go
dude.
Get my stuff.
Give me my goods. I remember running down there to go get Nowerlaters because those 10 packs used to be a quarter.
And the soft that we picked, we squeezed it to make sure they were soft. Did you ever? Because you got the hard ones and you were mad. You were like, fuck.
Sometimes it became like a thing where you would get it between your fingers and just mush it until
it
got
exactly.
all soft.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that
then you eat it.
And then you eat it.
I keep it in my pocket. I used to keep
that
it in my pocket.
That too, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Set it out in the sun. Once times can't change, you put it in the microwave for about 5 seconds. Oh, because there's nothing worse than a hard now and later, especially on a cold day. Like a hard now later on a cold day sucked, dude.
Really?
Sucked. What about those other candies that you brought in the boxes, like the Boston baked beans and
those Boston baked beans
Alexander
are actually
the grapes.
Good.
Those
are fantastic.
Cherry clans.
Nah, I don't really lemon heads though.
Oh, lemon you like head. Lemon heads? You guys
lemon.
Like lemon heads?
Oh,
like Rob, yeah.
Love lemon, lemon heads on top.
Lemon head.
Yeah. Then
Can
I
get some lemon
Why
heads?
Why do you always gonna make it gay?
Can I get some lemon heads, please?
And then I got
Can
some.
Can I get some head?
Wow, what did I get
I
into?
Just turned in the asking for that and some lemon heads.
But yeah, no. And then did you guys make music with the boxes after?
Oh, you could blow it up.
Yeah,
the whistles. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes. The
Look
good
at
old days.
Losers, nah.
Didn't you screw you? Didn't you go home and drink out of the fucking water hose and not care about any bacteria, salmonella?
Dude,
you didn't care if there was a worm in the water hose.
Or
you
if
didn't
it'd been
care.
Sitting next to shit.
Yes, you didn't care. It was the good old, and you never got sick.
Hey,
nowadays,
what about when you bought the water balloons that looked like grenades? You know what I'm saying? And the packs.
Oh yeah.
That shit used to be
tight.
Yeah. You buy
water balloons were the shit.
You buy them at the liquor store and it looked like grenades. But they were water balloons.
Water balloon fights were always, like, forbidden.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, in certain apartment complexes, because it's a big cleanup. They got to clean that shit up, dude.
Rubber things all over the place.
Yep.
I remember one time at my neighborhood, I had this wild-ass water balloon fight where, like, side versus side. It was like 12 kids versus 12 kids. We were shooting water hoses across the streets.
Nice.
Using neighbors' lawns and shit as war fields and everything and just bombing each other.
Nice. I used to have these neighbors that attached bobby pins to straws and sharpened them, the bobby pins, and then they'd fashion it into a bow and arrow.
There you go.
And shoot pigeons.
There you go. Think of the shit we did as a kid. How many of us, and none of us very rarely see somebody with an eye gouged out, but there was always, you're going to get hurt. Nowadays, kids are so pussified that they don't do shit like this. Robert, you just reminded me of something.
I'm glad they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, no, but still.
That was awful.
But think about it, though. We didn't get hurt. We knew
That's
what
true.
We were doing. We knew it. We were kids. We got seven. I got this. Hand me the razor blades.
That was your first chop up? No, just kidding.
But there was always one kid that fucked it up for everybody though.
Yeah.
Like the one who did his hand get his hand blown off from the M80 or fucking
one
that did get cut. Because
I was gonna say I still got some M80s at the house, bro.
Oh,
I still got the big tube ones of Dragonfly Solo.
Let's
you know
let
what
them
I'm
off.
Saying? Like blow them. They always got stupid names like that, like.
Now,
you know, Jumbo Big Bang.
Exactly, yeah,
that
yeah.
That sounds like an Asian
store.
Because
they all come from China. Yeah, the Asians.
Happy
Nail. Exactly.
Exactly.
They use three adjectives to describe their restaurant.
Happy Pretty Nail.
Hey, they use three adjectives.
Happy Longboat Restaurant.
And they use three adjectives to describe everything, dude.
Yeah.
Not
that's funny.
Happy Smile Princess.
Their car runs good. Gotta go.
And that reminds me because we used to get there used to be toys at the swap meet that we used to buy, and you know they were filled with fucking lead and like everything.
You don't have any sisters, huh?
Nah.
My sisters used to get these hollow Barbies.
Uh huh.
They were like plastic and they looked like Barbies, but they were hollow. You know Barbies are solid, right?
Uh huh.
These ones were,
but they were exactly
they were hollow
because they can't. Yup, because they were made. Everything on the outside
and
was made out of.
And arms always fell off.
Yeah,
they were the ones that weren't. That
they
were
would
back.
Break. They would break. Fucking 3 minutes after you bought the shit, you'd have a toy box full of arms and legs from all your fucking fake G.I. Joe men that you bought at the swap meet, dude.
Man.
But the ones you bought at the swap meet were so fucking.
Hey, what's
fake.
Better, G.I. Joe, Transformers, or Ninja Turtles?
Oh man, Personally, I'm going to go Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles was hard, dude.
I got to go. I got to go Ninja Turtles,
with
dude.
With the opening theme where they're flying through the air and shit
Did
like that.
Did you ever
that.
Have one of these?
Awesome. What is it?
You know, sometimes the old-fashioned playthings are the best.
Hey, kids of America,
It's hand-painted wooden ball in a cup.
Nice.
Who needs constant electronic video stimulation?
Yes, I did.
I used to hate going to parties and getting those. My ADD did not allow me to fuck with those. I would throw that against the wall, dude. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's those things you hold in your hand, and there's like a cup on top of it, and there's a string. There you go. Sorry. Sorry, go.
Dump it out of the cup, toss the ball. Toy for over 340 years.
Fuck that.
Toss the ball. Catch it in the cup.
See?
Dump it out of the cup, toss it, and catch it in the cup again. The ball is on a string and attached to the cup, so there's no worry if you don't catch the ball in the cup. And cleanup is as easy as catching a ball in a cup.
Whoever designed this game can burn in hell.
And there was always a staple on the bottom of it that was sticking out and would fucking pinch your thumb after like a week.
There was a couple times that family members went to Mexico or TJ or something and came back
with those
with Mexican balls in a cup.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Ball in, what's the plural for that?
Ball
in a cups or?
Oh, that sounds like a YouTube video. That
balls in cups
sounds like something that somebody's gonna make up.
Two balls, shit. One cup.
Life as a kid was so much
fun.
Well,
with the amount of gay in the room tonight, we can make that happen.
Let me leave before you guys decide to do that. Hey, on that note, we kind of lost a really important person in the not only in the hip hop community,
but in the
musical community this week.
Gay,
you know?
Dusty, you sounded so gay the other day.
I was so gay. I went gay for Nate Dogg.
Did you get my gay post?
No, but I don't even want to look at it because you're a meanie sometime when I get that way.
No, you posted something like, first time I ever. What's my Dusty Angel voice?
Oh, shit.
The first time I ever.
Fuck you, Kermit.
Fell in love with Nate Dogg's voice was in this song.
Screw you.
And I just wrote gay.
Oh yeah, I do. Screw you, man. I can have my gay moment. I went gay for Nate Dogg for a second.
You did.
I did.
Nate Dogg.
But you know what? Seriously, he was like a real big inspiration. So I was thinking we can maybe go out with a little Nate Dogg song for the night. One of my favorites.
What's that? Oh my.
First of
Dusty.
All. What? People post shit on my Facebook page, exactly, and they get me in trouble. No, see,
wow, that is, a
and
nice
that's
act.
Actually Juan. That's the homie Juan Pablo. He's a cool ass dude, man. He always sends me, he's a good guy. But Juan, start sending those to my private box, please. He sent a chick with a nice ass because he knows I like ass. He listens to the show all the time.
I'm sorry, even as a gay man, that is a nice.
That's
ass.
A great ass, isn't it? Thank you, Juan. We appreciate that because I'm gonna go home and enlarge that and.
Make
have a
poster.
Good night. Yeah. On that note, check us out at podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
And check us out on iTunes. Just tell one friend to go to iTunes and download the Oddcast and just check it out and join the craziness. And you never know. We may turn into something someday.
Maybe.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Matt.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
guys.
Hope we didn't scare you off too much, man.
Nah,
I got to drive back with you. See,
hopefully I can come back. Hopefully the ratings are through the roof.
Oh, what? Right. On that note, let's take you out with "Let's Play House," one of my favorite old school songs from Nate Dogg. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, Long Beach. We love you. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Peace.
You know what I'm saying? Michelle Lay in the house. That's right. Set it off.
Young Dash struck a match and the match went out. But it wasn't no more lights in the house. Check it out. Speaking of hoppers, play your game, mother. Are you with it? I can go get it. I bet you love it, baby. I play the daddy and you can play the mama so we can get down upon the living room floor. Are you with it? I promise I won't kill it. Put a cat on the loose. What should I do? Should I kill it? Yeah.
See, back in the day when we used to play, you wanted to be with me.
That's right.
Right, a natural man that I can see. I'm sticking in the background, digging up a hole for you to make your move. But no longer will I be your ego. Let's play house.
Runs
is to have. Straight up. I'm in the shack, about to blaze up a sack. Yeah, we grown all alone, posted up in the back. There's no mistake. I can have the whole house shaking. Young dad's in that ass, baby, y'all, no faking. Don't get me wrong. Tell me what's the flavor of the song. You know it's dad's in your drawers when your mama ain't home. Ring the alarm, I got your buzz. Loving me, physically and mentally. I knew that it was never meant to be.
I know you know this girl by the name of Danielle. Body of a goddess, face from hell. But oh, shit. Wasn't the average trip. She got the vine. And she like gobbling and swallowing a whole nine and a half on that black ass groupie. And all the hoochies wanna do me from the past to the present.
Say what?
Let me represent the biggest nigga hitting all the hoes in your clique. Fast as lightning running through like the breeze in the summertime. Out on the corners making G's. It's the thirst. But I could show you something much worse than the thirst. If worst came the worst, but first things first, Brenda. I can remember how hot y'all be getting. 87, 86, and yeah. The year a young man grows. Some women become ladies, some turn into hoes. Young ho wrong, find a way to stay with me. In the cut with corrupt, come and play with me. Yeah.
Tonight I wanna slut, would you be mine? Heard she was freaky from a friend of mine.
Now I hope you don't get mad at me, but I told Nate she was a freak. He said he wants a slut, hope you don't mind. I told him how you like it from behind.
Now shake that ass for me, shake that ass for me. Come on girl, shake that ass for me, shake that ass for me. Oh girl, shake that ass for me, shake that ass for me. Come on girl, shake that ass for me, shake that ass for me. We about to have a party,
turn the music up,
let's get it started,
go ahead and shake it.
I'm looking for a girl with a body and a sexy strut, wanna get it popping, baby, step right up. Some girls, they act retarded, some girls are body body. I'm looking for a girl that will